Welcome to another edition of the Arb Life podcast. Tonight, Ryan Torsicolo and 2017 Jambo champion Doug Toktrop, tree cutter Doug. Join us. We're going to talk about Jambo and the experience they had this year and sort of the progressive nature of Jambo and what it means for tree climbing competitions. So glad you guys stuck it out for me.
No worries, man.
I was, yes, Torsicolo has a stogie. So, okay, just so everyone knows, I got to make a note of this. We got Tree Cutter Doug and Ryan Torsicolo and 2017 Jambo Champs. They're both smoking stogies, loving it, and living that arb life. I love it, man. I love it. And Tree Cutter is bathing himself, and Torsicolo is—they're bathing themselves in gangster roles. I love it.
If we get knocked the door, you know I gotta go because I mean they'd be coming.
I want to get right into it. You know, I had this idea last night of. And you guys have both been around the competition game for a while. Tree Cutter, you've been at pretty much all of the Jambos. Ryan, you have been to all the Jambos. Ryan's been to the last two. Ryan and Doug, you guys both climb ISA comps. And so I think what we should talk about is what makes Jambo so special. And you know, it's coming from the horse's mouth, the 2017 champs. And what, because Ryan, you had touched on it a little bit last night about the rigging challenges and how that sort of provides a little bit more of a challenge, more planning goes into it. And so and you guys got into that a little bit. So walk us through that specialness.
I think that Jambo is almost like a more work encompassing event.
Right.
ISA, like everyone does tree work that competes, but like your average guy like can go footlock and do throw line and run around in a tree. Like an aerial rescue, I mean that's not something all companies do and train. It's such a rare thing. So all that stuff can really be practiced opposed to Jambo there, all the rigging and the job site challenges. I mean, it's very work based, especially like running crews and stuff, finding people because you got random people with you. You do have a partner. The one before was all random. It's like, what are you good at? Like, okay, this is your specialty. You do this, but you got to run on the ground and like it's all communication. And it's the same thing with the rigging stuff. Like, you're not going to learn how to like double whip and redirect and stuff like that from reading textbooks or practicing footlocking. Like it's all work oriented stuff. So I think it's more encompassed with a tree guy than an ISA comp.
It's far more of a real world test of job skills. You know, it is. You know, not to put down anything, you know, that the ISA is doing. And
no, not at all.
I think are is incredibly important. Incredibly important, and I would love for tree stuff and Jambo to maybe think about incorporating that somehow, you know, because I tell you, my first exposure to any kind of AR training was at an ISA event, you know, was at an ISA chapter competition. So
I was that baby, but that's a big nationwide company. Your average company isn't doing twice a year aerial rescue training, and still in that situation, all we did was we had an ascent line and there was a dummy on a Blake's hitch or a hitch climber. You just had a hand over hand up, bring him down. That was it. That's the training they give you.
100%. Right. It's acting. The ISA AR is acting. It's awesome. There's a lot to learn there, but before anything else, it's a game. Whereas Jambo's real, dude. I mean, that shit's real.
Well, you know,
butt off Jambo.
No, it's you bring up a good point because I think a lot of people like both. I mean, myself, whenever it comes to competing or whatever, and no matter what the format, it's always fun, and it's always fun to travel and get together, seeing people. But Jambo does have that atmosphere. It's just like a little more festival-y, a little more loose.
I think is a difference with the two is like the end of the day with ISA, like I love the comps. I'll always compete in them. I have a blast. I'm not knocking them at all, but they, there's a lot of like techie points that you only get from competing years in a row and learning the rules. Like there are things that I compare, like I just finally 6 years or 5 years into competing, read the scorecard on aerial rescue and realized the whole like 2 or 3 points that I've been missing out on every year because I never read that completely. And it's like then you get to Jambo and it's pretty much like just balls to the wall. I mean, yeah, you need a lanyard in and call your audibles, but that's a given. That's normal worksite stuff. But you know, like the like one ISA thing is like, you know, on the work climb you have to start lanyarded in, you know, that or else it's a point deduction and you have to call your audibles in a certain order or else you lose points. But I mean, Jambo's like, there are the bells, go get them.
Right.
Like,
Go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's all master's climbs. It's one master's climb after another.
No, and I'll tell you, everybody, and I know Tree Cutter, you can sort of talk about it again, and I know you had thanked a lot of people and a lot of the volunteers and everything, but you gotta say hats off to Nick Bonner because it's definitely something that he's been tweaking and fine-tuning for years now, and also you know, obviously everyone over at Tree Stuff, but also you know, a guy like Taylor Hamill who's now coming in and sort of mad scientisting these rigging challenges, bro. And so you guys have to talk about that again. The epic rigging challenge, the team, you know, the dream team. It was basically the dream team.
100%.
You know?
100%.
So you guys, and then Dobnik and Nagin team up for what? DMM or Rock Exotica?
The Rock Exotica rigging challenge.
Okay. And
We saw ourselves, you know, getting paired up the next day. We actually spent an hour and a half at the challenge on Saturday night, spotting, planning.
We were there till 8:15.
Yeah.
Night. Like, we were there late.
Yeah. Plotting, planning, discussing, you know. I really wanted to move that pencil. You know, we had to get the points. We had to, you know, complete the rest of the challenge, but I wanted to move that pencil bad, and we figured out how to do it. I didn't have any idea. Nobody had any idea if it was even possible. If it was even possible, much less within the 30-minute time limit. You know,
and I don't think they ever foreran it either.
No, they never ran it.
Right.
You know?
Let's see if they can move this and move it over.
Good luck, guys. Figure it out. All right, sure thing.
No, that's awesome, man, and it's really cool to see you guys take it this year. I know that Doug. I know you love competing, man, and you've been working really hard to get to the top, and I'm so happy for you. And Rye, I know that. You're ready to throw down whenever, dude. You're going out to D.C. to represent Utah, correct?
Yeah, heading out on Saturday, getting in early.
Yeah. So you guys have to talk a little bit about, you know, I don't know, when you travel and when you compete, are there certain things that re-motivate you guys as far as, like, taking stuff back to work? Like, in other words, How does it translate from the competition and from the hype, and do you guys get fine motivation from it, from going and competing and doing well? And then, you know, what does it do for your other half at work and in the field.
Yeah, just being in the community. It isn't even about doing well. Just going out there and, you know, the camaraderie that we find at competitions.
Right.
You know, seeing old friends, meeting new friends, you know. The passion, you know, being surrounded by that many passionate people, you know. I mean, to come in last place, you are going home grinning. I mean, maybe kicking yourself a little bit, whatever.
Right,
you know.
Right.
Learn
right.
I bet you. You know,
no, I
especially Jambo. I was looking across the whole final scores, and man, even the guys all the way at the bottom couple teams, still had challenges where they kicked ass,
right?
Super high scores,
you right?
Just gotta look at you know the whole field of competitors. It was epic.
Totally,
at least.
Totally. Yeah. I see. Go ahead, Ry.
I was gonna say, I think it's like Doug said too. I mean, it's the same thing. I think anytime anybody asks me about any competition, it's all the camaraderie. It's, you know, it's that's the thing I like about the tree climbing competitions. It's like you're there to win it, but
right.
Like you're there having fun. Like the same night that we were staying there till 8 p.m. thinking about Rock Exotica. I mean, Starks was there, and if we didn't move that pencil and Starks's group did well on their job site challenge, they would have beat us. And Starks is there, and he wants us to run him through the whole job site challenge, where the bells are and what we did. So
heck yeah.
And we're there telling him, like, dude, throw here, hit this bell, that bell, go there. You know, and that's how all competitions are. I've been in Utah Masters teaching kids, like, that are in it with me new ways and quicker ways to set up their system to get up the tree quicker, like, it, and that's how all competitions are. It doesn't matter if it's the guy you're going head to head with. You're still like, dude, what do you think about this? Like,
right.
It's just, it's fun. You're there to win it, but it's not like a super cutthroat. Like, you're not trying to screw people left and right. It's just, you're there having fun. And if you win, it's just a bonus.
Right.
Okay. Came down the death match, though. Yeah.
So, that's, Doug, I'm so glad you brought that up. So, From what I'm hearing on the street and what I'm gathering and of course what we talked about last night, so you guys were paired up the entire time, and then the twist comes in at the end. You have to have a sudden death match against your teammate for the title.
Yep.
Savage.
We'd already decided that, you know, come what may, we'd heard rumors. We thought it was going to be like the top, like, you know, four or five teams, like just some sort of mayhem or something. We had no idea. Bonner had told, like, you know, 15, 20 people, all right, get all your gear ready at any moment, da-da-da-da-da, you know. So we had no idea what was coming. We knew there was something, but honest to God, had no idea what was coming. You know, and then King of the Canopy, oh, yeah. What a finisher.
So the sudden death match was a basically King of the Canopy, a two coin King of the Canopy.
Four coin.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. And you know, and Rye, one other thing that you had we had talked about a little bit was you had commented on how smooth things had gone this year compared to prior years, the planning and how much that's improved.
Last year, Kings of the Canopy was great and it was fun,
right?
But it was fully thought out, and they've learned from it. And what we did for the final death match was basically their like test run for the comp in October. They changed the types of bells and the kind of way that things are going to go, and I think it worked pretty flawlessly. I see one kind of issue with it that's not even a big one. I wished I had brought my handsaw so when I got to the ball, I could pull the throw line closer to me.
Right.
Good call. I dropped mine beforehand, too.
Took mine off. But I definitely, if I do go to Kings of the Canopy, I was texting Doug earlier about some things I learned from that about what we need to do in the next one. But the whole comp overall, I think it's like Doug was saying last night, like, all the ISA comps and every comp comes down to the volunteers. Like, you know, there's the few dudes that are going to help out, but they can't do it all. You need guys to judge. You need guys to help set up. I mean, even little things like pick up trash at the end, you know, like, and everyone's helping out doing it. And that's just like the normal thing. Like it's like you were saying, the festival feeling and just like everyone getting together. Like Doug was saying last night, you don't have to go there to compete. Like, it's overall a fun experience. Guys are there for 4 or 5 days setting up. They're all camping together. They're throwing back drinks fucking in the tents at night. And they're just there hanging out, having fun. And like the whole thing is like part of the community. So much. Yeah. It's a tight knit community. And like, still, like, I've done a few of these and I know a couple tricks. Tree climbing, every event I go to, I'm going to go home with a new trick. As much as I know already, like, there's always so much to learn no matter who you are. And just sitting back, you're going to learn this stuff watching.
Yeah.
100%, man. 100%. Yeah, I mentioned last night, like, to any of the folks out there that, you know, were a little disappointed that they didn't make signups, you know, gave excuses why they're not going to go, volunteer, man. It's just as much fun on either side of that caution tape. It really is.
Restock.
I've been on both sides of the caution tape.
Right.
And the first two Jambos, I volunteered just totally randomly walking into the first one. And then, you know, as a head official, second one. I mean, just an incredible experience. Incredible experience, you know? So.
Yeah, I totally love it, man, and I dig it. And you guys are awesome. I had mentioned how I love your presence online and staying in touch in the forums. And I think the internet is a crazy beautiful thing, man. And it keeps that community, thriving. And I think that's really important, to have a conversation every day and to have media and content out there every day, because, you know, things are progressing and changing, but, you know, I do think that some things stay the same. And so I gotta thank you guys for joining me one last time and sticking this out and getting this done. And congrats to both of you guys. You guys are ballers.
Puffin. Yeah, total team effort from start right up to the death match.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, man.
That's,
heck yeah, it freaking awesome.
Well,
have you also received like a ridiculous amount of friend requests in the past, you know, 24 hours?
I was telling Jess last night, I got 100 yesterday.
I know.
40 today, not one girl. It's one girl.
All tree guys.
150 guys.
All tree guys.
Like, I had one dude today call me to ask me about, he said he messaged you too. He's like, trying to get into tree climbing, he saw us climb, friended us, and he like is wondering about ascenders and harnesses and like, you know, and just asking tips of how to get into it and this and that. It's like I was driving from job site to job site and giving my cell phone. I'm talking for 20 minutes. Like, yeah, dude, just start basic with this and this, and like you'll be styling, and then you figure out, you know, this or that, which way you want to go. And that's the whole thing with like, yeah, tree climbing, what a tight community it is. It's like, yeah, it's super close, tight knit, and everyone helps each other out.
Well,
and we're happy to share that information freely. You know, like,
you know,
like at Jambo, I helped set up a bit of the comp this year, and I was happy to tell folks exactly where the bells are. This I plan on running. You know,
right?
You
know, I totally think that is one very powerful thing about how connected we are with media now is. Like you said, Rye, you could talk to this kid while you're driving from job to job. You're out there. You're keeping people that are interested in it safe. And people are interested in it because they're seeing the media and they're seeing the conversations. And that's why I think it's important. I think what we're saying to each other and what we're saying to other people is important. Because you guys and everyone out there that is saying it, we're influencing people, and you can influence them in a good way or you can influence them in a bad way. And that's the way to do it, man, is to keep yourself available and to keep it flowing, you know. Yo guys, I really appreciate it. I'm not going to keep you any longer. I'm going to try and lock this down finally and get this up, and then yeah, I'll be calling you guys tomorrow saying the recording was shot. We got to do it again. We'll just podcast every night till ITCC.
Okay, I'm down.
Yo, I'll see both you guys in D.C.
Zach, I look forward to it.
All right.
And,
all right.
Everyone.
Peace out. Love you guys.
See you guys.